someone else, then make mine very special when you're by yourself. For only in a memory can one turn back the time to lovely, tender moments that linger in your mind. Rushing through your mind, and if there's one of me, love, among them that you find, won't you stop for just a little while and treat it extra kind when you think of me, love, if I cross your mind. Good things if I cross your mind.
This is Bird Note. The dog days of August bring hot, sultry weather to much of North America. Just step outside and you're already looking for a cold drink. Birds need liquids, too. Some birds can go a long time without drinking, even in sweltering habitats. They metabolize water from even such dry foods as seeds and reabsorb fluids internally rather than excreting them. Other birds eagerly seek out water on hot days. Songbirds, like robins, find water at a stream or bird bath. A robin takes a mouthful of water, then tips its head way back to send the water down its gullet. Pigeons drink differently. They're among the few birds that can suck in water with their heads down. Swallows and swifts drink with enviable grace. Gliding low across a pond, a swallow tilts its wings upward, lowers its head to the water's surface, and skims a beakful of water on the wing. And they make it look so easy. Keep your bird bath full, yes, but keep it clean, or the birds could be picking up a disease with that mouthful of water. To learn more, begin with a visit to our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mary McCann.
Thank you. Dolly Parton's Think About Love here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Leslie. Before that, you heard If I Cross Your Mind, also by her, on this Dolly Parton tribute hour. I'm gonna miss Dolly Parton so much. Now we're getting to the part of the show where I become very emotional and the pauses may become longer. I wanted to talk about how I really got into her. Because I, you know, in the previous section, I had talked about how I'd heard her music and I really enjoyed it. And I liked, you know, a lot of the other work that she did, particularly her philanthropy. And just I loved how generous she was as a person. And it was, that's all great. That's all great. Lovely. Very touching. I did not gain the deep level of respect that I have for Dolly until a few years ago. I started to really listen more to her music just out of curiosity. You know, I hadn't, like, I had heard Jolene before, but I hadn't listened to the full album. And so, yeah, I don't know exactly how many years it's been since then, but, you know, not even too long ago, probably within the past like 5 or 6 years, I listened to that record. And, you know, everything is as I said it was before. I liked the melodies. I liked the lyrics. I thought she was a very clever songwriter. I thought she was an incredible storyteller. And I really marveled at how well she wrote. And then Early Morning Breeze came on and I like lost it. I was like weeping. I had to like leave my desk at work to cry in the washroom. And I had to do it several times that day because I would keep thinking about the song. Something that I don't really like to share to most anyone, really, but I will for the sake this episode of vulnerability and in a moment of grief, you know, I had a really rough childhood growing up, and I was very, very angry because I had experienced a lot of pain and darkness. And even though in the way that I present myself to the world, I try to be kind. And because of like my political persuasions, I tried to be somebody who tried to have the capacity for like love and humanity and all that. I couldn't say that I really felt that way most of the time. I had a lot of hatred in my heart. As you can probably imagine, you know, when you have a lot of trauma, you have a lot of complex mental health issues, and you are not great at envisioning a world that is truly worth loving, and envisioning that you are also a person who is deserving of love. And so the summer that I had listened to Jolene, I was going through a really rough period. And I felt very, very alienated from many things. I could, you know, appreciate and enjoy some shallow things in life, right? Like, oh, this record, you know, most of the songs on it, whatnot. But it's like that special type of alienation where, you know, you feel quite detached to really anything that is supposed to actually give you meaning. Early morning breeze came on, and it was just so beautiful. Dolly is painting the scene where the flowers are beautiful in this meadow and they're at full bloom. It is such a lush, magical picture that she's holding a butterfly in her hands. And I genuinely could not take all of that magnificence. Like, I genuinely could not take how beautiful these lyrics were and the scene was, because I could feel so much of the love that she had for this place and all the things that were living in it. I could just feel it like rushing to me. It was like throttling my soul. Okay? Like, it was real. It was serious. And you know, I felt like I fell to my knees. I was like weeping. Like, I could she was telling me all of these things that she was sensing and experiencing out in this meadow, right? And it was like I was right there with her. It's, you know, sometimes it really is kind of like in the movies when you are really depressed. Everything seems like really like gray. It's like set in this horrible, gross, like gray wash. There is no color. And Dolly injected brightness into my life with that song. You know, for a person who was really depressed at that time, really sad and angry, really did not feel like good about anything, including herself, it was hard to process the idea that there were good things worth experiencing and protecting. And that was just the loving type of person that Dolly was. Like, I talked about it earlier. In her music, she's got love for the people who are marginalized in this world. She's got love for her family and obviously her lovers and her husband and all that. And she puts her money where her mouth is. And this is also a person who just loves life and living things. And it was just like, wow, it is true, like what they say about God. Dolly became my God that day, kind of. The affect that Early Morning Breeze had on me felt really spiritual and did like really make me feel like, oh, I am coming down to my knees and I will be, you know, praying at the altar of Dolly because she feels truly, tangibly like that loving force that that religious people talk about when they talk about their God, right? It completely changed my worldview. I learned to really actually slow down. I learned to really actually take moments to breathe and observe all the little things around me. Dolly Parton's the song, Dolly Parton, and encouraged me to listen to the bird songs and to, let the bees buzz around me when I'm going out. She was a person who encouraged people to be protectors as well as fighters, to fight for, our the things that we hold dear, to fight for the people who we love in our lives, and to fight for those who deserve so much more. I don't think I'll ever forget that week when I first heard Early Morning Breeze. That was such a trip. My therapist knows all about it. But it was a wild time to really feel like Dolly Parton, again, she throttled the hatred out of my soul. And she replaced it with this small lit candle. And she was like, it is as though she was like, I don't want your heart to freeze over. So here is something to help keep it warm, to help keep you warm. And when this flame gets big enough, I want you to take this candle and help light other people's little flames as well. Was like, yeah, it just really got me. It was so impactful, and I just kept listening to the song over and over again, like trying to not completely fall apart, but really truly, my soul was both dying and becoming reborn. There's this lyric in it that I hadn't I, it had kind of escaped me as I was being very emotional listening it to it the first 3 dozen times or something like that. But there's a lyric in the song that brought this also whole new perspective to me. Misty-eyed, I look about the meadow where I stray, for it's there I find the courage to greet the coming day. And to me, everything leading up to that lyric itself, it felt like, I don't know, it felt kind of like, oh, this is exactly what Dolly Parton wants. This is actually the exact reaction that Dolly wants me to have. She wants me to, like the narrator, be touched by this scene and be moved by its beauty, and to realize that sometimes it is things like this type of beauty that will give you the courage to continue to move on in your life. It just made me kind of realize, oh, actually, maybe when Dolly was writing this, she also had a moment of weakness. Maybe she also was not well. And this is what brought her back. It was this life that she was witnessing blooming in this meadow. And that's what motivates her. As I end off today's episode of Typically Tuesdays talking about Dolly Parton, one of the things that I keep seeing online is this idea that she was such an angel. Dolly, in a lot of ways, does feel like an angel, does feel like a saint, because of how she's viewed as this deeply loving, compassionate figure. And even when we try to humanize her by correctly insisting that she was not born an angel, but insisted instead to be a kind and generous, compassionate person, that somehow makes her feel even more brilliant and even more, dare I say, godlike. Because who amongst us actually has so much goodness in our hearts that we choose every day to live in a kind way? We may never know, and actually we will never know what her true flaws were, right? Or if what she was like when she showed moments of weakness, when there were moments of temptation, laziness, and doubt in her beliefs. But we must believe that she consciously chose every day to do what she felt was right and to live by her values. This isn't to criticize Dolly Parton, but it's like an attempt to dignify her as a person, right? And to say that by a miracle, even a person and all of her flaws, perhaps unseen, still had the capacity to touch her hearts with love and to choose to lead with love. It is not a small thing. Losing Dolly Parton really does feel like we have lost the very best of us, not even just us. It feels like we have lost love, like a great force of love in this world. But I think she also, as many have noted, you know, she teaches us, she taught us a lot through her songs, through her music, through her storytelling, her writing, her activism. Like, she is going to be the reason why I keep writing. She's going to be the reason why I feel so strongly about doing well by others and doing well by the land. Dolly Parton knew true love. She was abundant with it. Maybe, you know, in my way of like idolizing her and admiring her, though she would have been too humble to accept it, she was true love. You know, how lucky are we to have lived during a time when she was alive? How lucky are we to have lived in a world that was touched by her love? Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of Typically Tuesdays here on 90.1 FM on CJSF. You should listen to other good CJSF programming. Listen to Beats and Eats every Thursday from 1 to 2 with your host, Nicole. She talks about food security, and also like plays banging music. And every week she shares a recipe, a simple recipe for you, the listener. It's a great time. Check it out. Thursdays at 1 to 2 here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Again, if you have good memories of being a Dolly fan, good memories of listening to Dolly's music, of watching her movies, of watching the shows that she produced, and so on and so forth, I would love to know them. Let us reminisce together. You know, send me a message on Instagram at Typically Tuesdays. You can send me an email as well, typicallytuesdays@gmail.com, or text me 778-782-2573. And I look forward to bonding with you in grief. But no, seriously, thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of Typically Tuesdays. It was a little bit different, but I'm grateful that you stuck with me throughout this hour. And I am just grateful that Dolly Parton existed, and her work is there. And oh man, we really lived during a time that she was also alive. That's amazing. If I could just use this opportunity to kind of send a message out into the ether, into the sky, and maybe it will reach her spirit. I don't know, I'm an atheist. But thank you for everything, Dolly. We will always love you. As cheesy as it is, we will always love you. Of course, I'm closing off today's show with one final song, and it is my very favorite Dolly song. It's Early Morning Breeze. Who knows, maybe it will change your world too. I've been Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM, and I will talk to you again very soon.
I open up my door to greet the early morning sun, closing it behind me, and away I do run. In the meadow I go walking in the early morning breeze. I cup my hands to catch a multicolored butterfly, perched upon the petals of a flower growing wild. Bring it, I watch it as it flies away from me to visit with the flowers in the early morning breeze. Rainbow colored flowers kissed with early morning sun, the aster and the dahlia and the wild geranium. Drops of morning dew still linger on the iris leaves in the meadow where I'm walking in the early morning breeze. For it's there I find the courage to greet the coming day. For there among the flowers I kneel gently to my knees to have a word with God in the early morning breeze. Early morning breeze.